Well, as it says, this is Parasha. That you go out to war, and you go out to battle. Kisitzei l'milchom aloivecho. For iso sus vorecha v'amrav mimcho. You're going out to battle. It could be v'chora. You go out to battle for a lot of people say. But you're going out to battle. You're going out to war. And the Torah Akdoshah says that when you come into battle, so the Kohen gets up and he speaks to the Am. He speaks to the nation. The Kohen speaks to the nation. And he tells them, Shema Yisrael, Atem Kreivim Hayoyim. Atem Kreivim Hayoyim, L'milchom Aloyveichem, Al Yirach Levavchem, Al Tiru, Al Tav, Al Tav, Tav, Bneichem. Hashem goes before you. And the Shoytrim, the Shoytrim get up and they speak to the Am. And they say who built the house. And he didn't live in the house yet. Let him go back to his house, but he will die. Person, that was not a Karen. The person that planted a vineyard, and he didn't have a chance to in the fourth year, let him return to his house. A woman, a person that had Arison. He got engaged to a woman, but he didn't do it soon yet. He goes back. All these people go back to the Orchei HaMuhammad. And then the Pasuk says, V'yosef ha'ashoy to nadar v'lo'om v'om v'om v'yo isha yorei v'rach ha'leivav yeilech v'yosef v'beisa. And then it says, if you have a guy who's chicken hearted, who can't stand up in the battle, he's very scared, he's very afraid. We're afraid that he's going to start to get, start running away in the middle of the war, and that's going to cause a whole behola, the whole army. So he also goes back. But Lemaisa, the Torah Akdoshah says a tremendous point over here. The Torah Akdoshah says that what do? Be'emes l'chav tos l'tor las al bayis v'kan v'isha. Unbelievable. Be'etzem is mashmali for this Rashi that Be'etzem we would have said that the MS we wouldn't all the other three wouldn't go back. Be'etzem all the other three wouldn't go back. But why did Torah make it think that other people go back, even the people who built the house and he didn't live in the house yet, a person who had the vineyard and didn't have use for the vineyard yet, a person who got mad, why does he go back also? Who are these people that are Yorim Racha Leibov? They're worried because of their Averis. They're worried because of what they did wrong. And they also go back. But look, the Torah Torisha, we made a whole scenario of so many people going back to cover up those individuals who are scaredy cats, those individuals who have a virus, that are going to run back because they're afraid. We have to cover up for them. Why? Shlo yovino shehem bali avera v'aroya v'achoyza oim Hashem upon a bias and not takem v'ayisi. Someone sees going back. A poysayit bonach shev this mashi. Who are these people, Rabbeisayit? The bali avera. The people that could have committed terrible sins. And they have to go back. Because they're very afraid. They're going to go out to battle. The battle's a Makom Sakana. In a Makom Sakana, there's a better chance that someone who does Averis is going to be, if he doesn't have tremendous chusim, if he has a big Averis that he did, he has to be worried that maybe he won't be Zoycha to live out the war. He won't be Zoycha to the Nisim of the battle. So he has to go back. So the Torah made up a whole cover-up plan to save the Busha of whom? of the person that did Averis, and is going back because of his Averis. The Hilchot Torah HaKdoshim made a whole scenario, a whole scheme, and made a whole parsha. Who made a house, and everybody gets up. We don't really, they shouldn't go back really. We're going out to battle, everybody should be in the battle. But because there are going to be those who have to go back because they're afraid of their Averis. And they're scaredy cats. And we don't want them to cause a whole balagan in the battle. So they're going to go back. Okay? They'll run back. Let them go back. We don't want them to cause a scare. We don't want them to get all nervous in the battle and run away. And cause a tremendous, as Rashi says, once some people start running away from the war, that caused the whole army a whole lowering of the morale of the army, of the morale, the whole chizuk of the army can be lessened by this person running back, people running away. We don't want those Balei Averis there. Let them go back. So let them go back. If they have to go back, you should make an announcement. Whoever's scared from Averis, he should go back. What? So yeah, the Torah really digs out. The Torah was worried about the busha. The Torah was worried about the shame of Yankel the Balei Averis. This guy goes out every night and hangs out in a four-letter word. You don't want to say it in this medj. Most people don't know, I hope everybody knows how to spell over here. Anyway, Bala Maisa, and they go out and they hang out wherever it is, and these guys are Bala Veira. The Torah is worried about his shame also. The murder of the Gazach, how careful the Torah is with the shame of somebody. So we don't understand what Pusha is with us. We don't understand what shame means. Chazal say, we said many times in the Shiurim, that if you're a vayesh pnei chaver b'rabim, the person embarrasses somebody. B'rabim goes out and mamash embarrasses him. Mamash pushes him out. Goes on and screams at him, you imbecile, you this, you that, in front of everybody. And you see the color going out of his face. Chazal say, that's ki'ilu, you killed him just now. Like you took an axe out and you chopped off his head. What do you mean, Rabbi? He's alive and well. He's eating his cornflakes still. Past the sugar. No, but Chazal feel that if you took away the person's esteem, you took away his feeling, you lowered his esteem, you blew him apart, you shamed him, that is equal to killing him. That's what Bush is about. And here the Torah goes out of the way. A guy's going to go back. Why is he going back? Because he could destroy the whole army. And he's going back because of his Averis. Chazal said, let's cover it up. Let's hide his shame. Let's make a whole scheme of things. This guy goes back, and that guy goes back. And we're going to have less of an army now. Everybody says, what's coming out? Let's the heritage thing. We're going to have less of an army. There could be 20 chassanim in the army. There could be 50 people that built the house and didn't weren't able to live in there. The army's going to be listened. Why? All for that one Yankel Pfeffenheimer, the Baal Avera. We want to save his shame. We're going to protect his shame. The murder, the hair. How far the Torah goes to protect someone's shame, everybody said. And that's what we have to realize, how to, when Kodesh Baruch was mocked by everybody said. It's very important to be mocked by being in the field of the showers. It's important not to speak with your tefillin on. It's important also. But how much the Torah is so mocked on the shame of another human being, everybody said. And not just a human being. The human being who's a Baal Avera, he's a no good. It could be he's a terrible guy. It could be he's a Russian. Torah says, be careful of shaming him, Rabbi Yisrael. This is something that we have to be so careful. Left and right, we go about sometimes and we shame people. We cause them busha, we cause them embarrassment, we cause them to be in front of a rabbi, in front of Yochid, Rabbi Yisrael. Wherever it is, people are not careful in the esteem of somebody else, in the feelings of somebody else, Rabbi Yisrael. Torah wants you to get your perspectives right. And to have feelings for somebody else's feelings, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what life's about. To turn on the midas harachamim, Rabbi Yisrael. To have feelings. A person, l'chayr, who embarrasses somebody else so simply, so easily. You know what that shows, Rabbi Yisrael? It shows that you have no feelings for somebody else's feelings. Your midas harachmonis is gone, Rabbi Yisrael. If you can go ahead and shame somebody, and cause shame, Rabbi Yisrael. And a lot of people just said, it's just a joke. Everybody's enjoying the joke, of course, except for one person. The person who the joke's being made about. We have to be careful, we have to learn, of course, how much the Torah is mocked on these things, of course. that be careful not to shame somebody, to have rachmonis, even on the low, on the person that we feel, okay, you're right, you know what, he's not doing the right thing. We should shame him because of that? Never. Give musa to a friend. Give him to a chochi, but don't do it in a way of chet. Don't shame him. Teach him the right way. Don't shame him, Rabbi. It's an unbelievable zach. The chamor from Bilam has to be put to death. You know why? Tell the gazach. The chamor of Bilam has to be put to death. Who cares? The chamor of Bilam, the biggest nace. Happened with the Chavar of Bilam, Rabbi. You know, we'd be around today, we'd all want to touch it. We all want to get souvenirs. This is the dung of the Chavar of Bilam selling online. We'd love to, anybody would get this animal talk, Rabbi said. There's no one in the history, there's never an animal that talked. And here it is, the Chavar from Bilam. It had to be put to death. Why? Because people walk around and say, oh, that animal gave Techocha to Bilam. Bilam to Russia. We don't want Bilam to be shamed. Kill out. Unbelievable. The fellow, the Gazach. That animal will walk around. You know what a Kiddush Hashem that animal would cause in the world? You know what a Kiddush Hashem would make people walk around with chizik? If that animal could speak. If that animal could talk. That's the animal that talked. People walk around. Wow. Nice the nice walking amongst us. You know what chizik it would cause? But not at the expense of the shame of who the boy said. Bilam HaRasha. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's a Rasha. He was called Bilam HaRasha. Hashem doesn't want his shame. I don't care. I don't, my name should be praised at the expense of the shame of somebody else. We can't go around and make ourselves a shita and go around thinking that we can go ahead and build ourselves or gain Yiddishkeit by shaming somebody else. It's one of the worst things a person could do. How the Torah is makbid on Rabbi Zach. It's pogem, it's harachmonis of ourselves, and especially at this time of year, Rabbi Zach, when we are working to protect ourselves, especially when it's harachmonis, komarachem alav briyos, if Hashem is merachem alav, learn to have rachem, learn to think into the feelings of somebody else, Rabbi Zach, work at it, stay away from shaming somebody, another person, whoever it is, making fun of him, shaming him. If we work to think into and try to work on our feelings of somebody, our feelings for other people's feelings, and to think about his feelings, think about how he's going to be affected and how much he's going to be put down by a word that we're going to say or what we're going to act, that we're going to do, Rabbi Zad, and we hold back, Rabbi Zad. That's Rachmonis. We need to pass these Rachmonis. We zirch to the Rachman of Hashem and the Chodesh Rachman.